via easy rebate when you buy a tablet. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 2/22/14, excludes clearance and e-readers. Customers submit easy rebates online. Learn more at staplesEasyRebates.com. Terms and conditions apply. See cards for details.
This Friday and every Friday, John Hadley and Jim Huer are taking the big sports show on the road. They'll be broadcasting live from 6:30 from Cyberg's at the corner of 270 and Dorset.
To find out more and to see which one of Cyberg's six area locations is near you, go to Cyberg's.com.
What a combination. The Big Sports Show Friday Night Edition and Cyberg's, an eating and drinking company. Cyberg's at the corner of 270 and Dorset on the Big 550 KTRS.
Did you know that computers, phones, or tablets can strain your eyes? Think about getting a yearly eye exam. Find an eye doctor at thinkaboutyoureyes.com.
Hi, Frank Opinion. How are you? Let's talk about Matheny Heating and Cooling. Let's talk about the fact that they service all of St. Louis and almost all of St. Charles County. What I mean by that is there are certain parts of St. Charles County, well, actually one part, the extreme western portion of St. Charles County. They don't go quite that far. About 90-95% of St. Charles County, all of St. Louis County, and sorry, Illinois, not yet. 71 years, what a reputation. And everything you want in a heating and cooling company, and I'll tell you exactly what you want. You want somebody coming to your house who knows how to work on the equipment you have, who's up to speed, trained on that particular heating and cooling unit. You want somebody who's courteous, who is aware of the fact that they're in someone else's home, and they act like it, and treat it the way they treat their own home. And you want competitive pricing. You don't expect it for free. It's not a charity, but you don't want to find out that, one, you paid too much for the service, or that you paid for something you didn't really need. It's exactly what's going to happen with Matheny. You're going to get what you need and nothing more, and the price is going to be fair, and the people are going to be courteous, and you'll never need to think of calling anybody else again. Matheny Heating and Cooling. 71 years they've been doing what they do so well. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side. Street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
The plant called and said, if you don't come in tomorrow, don't bother coming in Monday.
Woohoo! 4-day weekend!
Crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the vacation edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Frank and Ian and Dan are still on vacation with more than 100 of our listeners in Mexico. That's right. I'm the bilingual fill-in guy. Paul Harris, or as they say in Mexico, Paul Harris. And why would they change my name? You know, like when you, it's like when you hear, they ever go by Univision or Telemundo on your TV and there's a commercial and Pepsi.
Those are, I love those moments because you kind of perk your head up.
Yeah.
It's that one English phrase that doesn't quite fit in.
¿Dónde están los Hewlett-Packard? I almost said the entire sentence I know in Spanish, which I learned for my 1 year of high school Spanish.
You only take 1 year?
Yeah.
Wow.
I actually took 4 years of Latin in middle school and high school.
How's that helping you out now?
It actually helped me a lot with English and a lot of other stuff, but not really a conversational language, Latin. I mean, unless you live in the Vatican, how often is Latin coming up in your life?
Even then, I don't think they speak it.
Well, they do in their normal work day.
No, they don't.
Isn't part of the service
Italian? Well, it's just a that's reading out of a book.
That's what I mean.
That's not conversational.
Well, where
Latin.
Else are you going to see Latin?
It's not conversational.
You got E pluribus unum on the back of the money.
That's it. That's
all Latin. And if you go to the doctor's office, there's something written in Latin there that says it's okay for them to poke you. That's all the Latin we get. And I don't know what that says because, you know, it was a long time ago.
But and how many years of that did you take?
I took 4 years of Latin.
Wow.
And then I took 1 year of high school Spanish. And
the Latin didn't help your Spanish.
That's how I could say, ¿Dónde están las albóndigas? Or, as we would say in Spanish, in English, where are the meatballs? And then the answer is, las meatballs, las albóndigas, están en la biblioteca. The meatballs are in the
library.
I didn't get a lot of the language down, is what I'm saying.
Wow.
It's funny because my daughter is now studying abroad, and she's in Argentina for the semester. And she's staying, she's doing a homestay with a woman who has done this for other students for like 15 years. And my daughter has studied Spanish 4 years of high school and 1 year, her freshman year of college. And she's actually gotten to the point where she can speak Spanish with this woman, which is pretty good. We FaceTimed the other day, and my daughter introduced me to the house mom there, and her English is only slightly better than my Spanish.
Uh-oh.
So my daughter had to act as translator, and I'd never heard my daughter speaking consecutive sentences of Spanish because it didn't really come up around our house since my wife and I don't. But seeing my daughter do that, I was really impressed. I wonder if there was some point in my high school career where I impressed my parents with the Latin. I don't think so.
I doubt it.
I do know that after that 1 year, in my junior year of high school, that 1 year of Spanish, my parents took me on vacation to Mexico. We had relatives who were living in Mexico City at the time, and we went down there to spend a week with them. And I'll tell you two stories about that. One is my parents, who speak a few languages, including French.
Oui, oui.
They did not speak... Show off. They did not speak any Spanish at all. And they said, well, Paul, you studied Spanish in school. You'll be our translator. Now, if my daughter were there, 5 years of Spanish, okay, now you got a translator who can figure stuff out. Me, Mr. 1 year of Spanish, unless the meatballs are in the library, I'm not going to be able to help you. I was able, of course, to ask for directions, which is a dangerous thing to do. Anybody who's ever traveled to another country where they speak another language, you may know this. Even if you don't speak the language, but you use an app to translate your question, how do I get to the market, and you learn it in that language, that's no problem. The problem is when they answer you in that language.
Because it's really a lot faster than you're expecting.
And they use idioms, and, mm-hmm. and just like we do in our everyday conversations. So the word I used most when we were down there was slowly, lentamente.
Oh, I thought it was
mucho, mucho más lentamente, por favor. That was it.
Okay.
The other thing was we went, I remember we went someplace because my mom wanted to buy something for my cousin whose house we were staying in for this week. You know, a thank you housewarming gift. Something no boy has ever thought of. Only girls think of this. So my mom thinks of it. So we went to what would be the equivalent of the mall, and she finds whatever little thing she's going to buy for my cousin.
But presente.
Stop it. But she wants to have it gift wrapped. And so she says to me, Paul, ask, where do I buy gift wrap, or do you have any gift wrap, or can you gift wrap that? And I said, I'm not going to do that. And she said, why? She said, I said, because I have no idea how to say those words in Spanish. And she said, oh, come on, you can figure it out. You're a smart kid. Figure it out. So, I'm 16 years old and cocky. So I try, well, let's see, I don't know. Nothing. I had nothing. I had no idea. It's not like I'm just going to... Here I am in a foreign country. You want me to guess at what the words might be? And I'm not going to do what Frank does. Do you have any gift-o-rappo?
I was waiting for that one, yeah.
I'm not going to do that.
Perhaps the word for paper may have come up in your teachings?
Papel. Paper.
Yeah. Could you have said papel?
Papel? I think I may have said that, and she thought meant some sort of paper there. Finally, we went back to the house where we were staying, and I asked my mom gave her the gift without the gift wrap, and then I told this story, and my cousin, living in Mexico, spoke Spanish fluently, said, oh, papel con dibujos.
It's nice.
Paper with pictures.
No. Wow, that's a weird way to get there.
Again, I don't speak Spanish, but I remember the story. That's the only reason I remember those words. How many more times have I used that in my life? Zero.
How many times have you told the story on the air?
I think it's the first time.
Oh, wow. Well, hey, it's proved useful.
Thank you. It's a really, really long time ago, so I got some use out of it.
I've been to Cabo, Paul, and I made it just fine by knowing baño, cerveza.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's about it.
Yeah. Well, when you go to a resort, we've been to Cancun.
I actually stayed in a village.
You stayed in the village?
In a village outside of Cabo. There's only like one resort or two in Cabo.
Yeah.
And we flew in and then drove about an hour and a half outside of Cabo to some tiny village and stayed in someone's home that they had.
Wow.
They had like someone, my sisters went to school with, someone had a vacation home and... in Mexico.
So they were Americans who lived there, so you did not need to know Spanish to converse with the people whose house it was.
Not to converse with them, but then to go to the, you know, everyone else was a local, you know, in the village, except for the vacation homo. So everyone, if you saw an American, of course you spoke English.
Right. The rest of the time you were just pointing a lot.
Yeah, and doing that, like, when you were telling your story about the wrapping paper, I would have been like, thinking of the word for paper and then speaking with my hands.
Yeah, you suddenly find yourself playing charades everywhere you go. That's exactly what it comes down to. You know, if you do go to a resort in Cabo or Cancun or you know, in any country where you're in a place where they're used to tourists, the vast majority of people there will speak English, and you're not going to have a problem with that. And they actually almost pity you for trying. You know, it's like, okay, you know, we appreciate it, gringo, but we got this. I'm going to go get your margarita and a beer. Calm down. Everything's fine.
On my return to the States, though, I did say gracias to everybody. Even in a, you know, like it was.
Did you say it like that? Gracias?
Yeah, I'm American, man. That's the boy. We have a horrible accent. That's what I wanted to ask you about your daughter.
What did you do? Go to Taco Bell after that?
Yeah. How did your daughter's accent sound? You know, like, did it sound?
Sounds authentic to me, like, but I don't speak Spanish. So I don't know.
Well, you hear me say grass, yes, you know.
She's better than you.
That's pretty obvious.
She's fine. I'm sure that she comes off as an American who is speaking Spanish. But, you know, it's just the same as if somebody from Spain came here with their accent. They're not going to sound like an American.
That's something they criticize when you learn a foreign language, too, is, you know, your accent as an American speaking a foreign language.
Yeah, it's always funny when you try something like that. Even when you go to an English-speaking country, you go to England. You speak English in England, and they go, American, huh? They can tell right away. You know, it's not just because you call the lorry a truck. It's just in regular conversation. And the same thing for us here. I mean, I remember when the guy who played House, what was his name?
Hugh Laurie.
Yeah, when Hugh Laurie would appear on a talk show to promote House, when he was Dr. Gregory House on the show, on his own show, he had an American accent and pulled it off, and it was obvious that he had studied so that he could really speak without giving away the fact that he was British. But then you'd see him on Letterman or Leno or Conan or something like that, and he'd have his regular, normal English accent.
It's mind-blowing.
And I was always very impressed by that, because I know that if I were to learn a foreign language and go somewhere, it would take a millisecond before they go, American, right?
Well, isn't it still weird, same thing with Damian Lewis, who was in Band of Brothers and has been in a whole bunch of stuff.
He's got Homeland.
And Homeland.
Yeah.
Perfect American accent that you wouldn't ever question. And then when he's out doing tour stuff, it's his British accent.
Yeah.
It's just really quickly, oh, that's right, he is.
Same with Cate Blanchett, who's probably going to win an Academy Award in 10 days for her role in that Woody Allen movie, Blue Jasmine. She was fantastic as Jasmine in that movie. And, you know, Australian.
Right.
She was just on 60 Minutes Sunday morning.
People can go in and out of those accents is...
Yeah. Acting. As John Lovitz once said, acting. That's what it is. Before we take a break here, and I have a whole bunch of stuff to talk about on the show today, including later on we're going to talk to a guy from the group Show Me Cannabis, which wants to get marijuana legalized in Missouri, as it already is in Colorado and as it will soon be in Washington State. It wants to get that done here in Missouri, but announced today that they're pulling back on their efforts. I've invited them to come on and explain why they pulled back and what the reasons are behind wanting it legalized. I agree that it should be legal, But I'm going to have him on in the 4 o'clock hour to talk about that. And also today, Bill Cleveland will be along, and the Harris Challenge and Knuckleheads in the News, and Kate Meehan filling in for Mike Evans in our Hollywood segment later on. So all of that coming up later. First, see if you can identify this sound. That was a sound heard across America in many, many places today. That is the sound of a Powerball ticket being torn in half. And by the way, if I look at the two halves, I still only have one number correct.
Was it the Powerball?
No.
Okay. Because had it been the Powerball, that would not have been the ticket to tear up.
It was the first number on mine was one of the Powerball numbers, 17. But that's exactly as far as I went. So that's $2 I'll never get back again. Thank you very much.
Yes, but you can't win if you don't play.
You can't win, period.
Somebody won.
End of count. Yeah, I know.
I mean, come on. Let's have some fun with it. Somebody won.
And by the way, the media is once again falling right into the hands of the lottery people and turning this into a giant promotion for what is really one of the worst ways for you to spend your money. I've talked about this many times before. You know, you put a couple of bucks down, fine. There are people in this country who play the lottery every single day, all year long, who can't afford to do it and have no chance of ever winning it. And they're just essentially throwing their money away. But the media was willing to play along and play up the Powerball frenzy when it gets to $300 or this time $400 million. And you have all those conversations. What would you do with it? You know, all that sort of stuff, all that nonsense that we go through every time there's a big Powerball jackpot. The bottom line is 99.99999% of us end up ripping the paper, as I just did. All right, it's 3:30 at the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
There's another guy who I know for a fact didn't win the Powerball because he's here, Tim Weiland.
Well, you know, you would have threw me on that guessing game. You go, coming up, we got somebody from Show Me Cannabis trying to legalize pot in St. Yeah. Louis. And then you go, what's this sound? And it was papal rumbling. And I thought you were rolling up a big fatty.
No, it's been, long time since I've done that, Tim. A long time.
I wonder how many other people thought that.
Almost as long ago as the Mexico story. Almost.
Oh, all right. Hey, we do have some problems out on the highways. First of all, a new accident on eastbound 40 just before Maryville Center. On southbound 270, it sounds like we've got two accidents. The one I saw on camera, it's south of Highway 40 before the Clayton Road overpass. The two right lanes are blocked. The traffic is backed up all the way to Olive. Then there's another one they're saying is south of Highway 44. Now, I couldn't see it on the camera, but I did see a lot of emergency vehicles going through the camera looking for it. So expect delays on those two highways. Now, if you're going on eastbound 270 or slowing around Lindbergh through New Florissant, it looks like we're heavy again approaching 367 to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. And on westbound 40, we are slowing Hampton through McCausland. It looks like Lindbergh through Highway 270. This traffic report is brought to you by Preparation H. Hemorrhoids, try Preparation H Relief with the power of two. First, fast-acting Preparation H medicated wipes, then longer-lasting maximum strength cream. At Walmart, use as directed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, it's Eddie from Fast Eddie's Bon Air. I know the winter was tough. The walls are closing in. You need a break from the same old, same old. You need to get out of that house. They say the groundhog saw his shadow, so we got six more weeks of what we've had, but that's not true. We got six more weeks of party all the time at Fast Eddie's Bon Air. Come on in. Enjoy the coldest beer, the best cheap eats, the world-famous peel-and-eat shrimp, the mouth-watering chick on a stick, and don't forget, you can always get lucky at Fast Eddie's. I mean, with the video poker machine. So grab your friends, grab the gang, grab your neighbors, join the fun all year round at Fast Eddie's Bon Air. We have that ridiculously huge heated patio. That's right, heated. Heat, like warm. Patio with tons of flat screens. You can catch the best games. You can have the live entertainment out there 5 nights a week. Come on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air. So like Mr. Shannon says,
if you're 21 and in the mood, head on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois.
Thanks, Mr. Shannon.
These days, going to the dentist can be practically painless.
Gee, that didn't hurt a bit.
Until they hand you the bill.
Ow!
Because if you don't have dental insurance, you could be spending a lot of money. Even just a simple cleaning can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. But now you can get dental insurance for less than $1 a day. Real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures. everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-700-0316. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. This is the pain-free way to get coverage for less than a dollar a day. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-700-0316. 1-800-700-0316.
It is a biting, sharp, fiercely funny play about a young novelist returning home at holiday time to talk about the story she's written about her family, which is not easy sledding.
Stephen Wolf, artistic director at The Rep, discussing Other Desert Cities.
This play, Other Desert Cities, was heralded as the best new play by the New York Times last year. The story implicates the family and tells some family secrets. Secrets don't necessarily play well with all of the family.
Things get bumpy when a promising young novelist returns home to get her family's approval of her newest work. Politics, lies, and regrets collide in this Pulitzer Prize-nominated play.
It is a powerhouse play, powerful story, strong family emotions. It is full of wit. It is clever. It's funny. It is unforgettable. It's powerful theater.
The Repertory Theater of St. Louis. For tickets to Other Desert Cities playing February 12th through March 9th, call 968-4925 or visit repstl.org.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Many teams will arrive. One team will leave as champions. As Arch Madness takes over St. Louis. It's the 2014 Missouri Valley Conference Men's Basketball Tournament at Scott Trade Center, March 6th through March 9th, where the best men's basketball teams will battle it out for all the marbles. And the Big 550 will be broadcasting the championship game on Sunday, March 9th, beginning at 1 p.m. with Martin Kilcoyne doing the play-by-play. Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
K Bova Realty, family owned, big enough to provide excellent service, small enough to care. Find K at www.sellingstlewis.com.
Stop into your local Chevy dealer to check out the 2014 Silverado, Cruze, Malibu, or Equinox, and take advantage of President's Day cash today.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
That's Frank, nobody wants to be in pain. Nobody wants to be in pain. It's one thing to have pain temporarily, but there are people who are in pain for weeks and months and years, and sometimes it's avoidable. It just needs, you need pain management, good physical therapy, and I have somewhere where you can get that. Associated Physicians Group, APG. Three offices in Illinois, Swansea, Edwardsville, and O'Fallon, and you can participate in the Alternative to Knee Replacement Program in Creve Coeur behind Bristol's. These people are highly trained and very good at what they do. And I have talked to and had a couple of them actually on the air, people whose lives were changed because they ended up in the right hands. Good rehab, good physical therapy, and pain management is hard to beat. A lot of people, especially people who thought they were going to have a particular surgery or be on pain medication for the rest of their lives, found out it wasn't true. What I would ask you to do is go to their website, and then you can make a determination as to whether or not you think that they might be able to help you, because they very well may be able to help you. It's apgpain.com. That's APG as in all pain gone, apgpain.com. Do it. Go there. Check them out. Change your life. Associated Physicians Group, apgpain.com.
This is the vacation edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Frank Ladd, Johnny Lomax here, filling in for Dan Strauss and Eon the Peon, respectively. And our phone lines are open at 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones *KTRS. And I'm going to conduct a little bit of a Harris poll here on, well, call it a moral dilemma, if you want. There's a story out of Woodstock, Illinois, last week about a kind of a ruckus at a gas station there. And the cops showed up at 9:30, 10 o'clock, and found cars lined up down the street. And I guess the cops were called because all these cars were blocking traffic. All these cars were lined up to get into a Shell station. You might be thinking, why would they be lined up at a Shell station? Did they have the cheapest gas in town? Were they only gas station in town? Well, they did have the cheapest gas in town, because somebody had made a mistake, and the price of regular gas was 1.1 cents per gallon.
Ooh.
Not $3.29.9 like you'll pay for it here. Not even $32.9 like they had screwed up and gotten a digit wrong. It was $0.011 per gallon. So the cops showed up and they cleared the congestion, and then people started lining up again. And so the cops at that point, well, we can't really stop people from lining up to go into the gas station, but we'll make sure that they're not blocking intersections and that sort of stuff. One of the cops went in to ask the clerk, do you guys know that one of your pumps is selling gas at a penny a gallon? And the clerk had no idea. One of the officers said, we made him aware of the situation and instructed him to shut off the pumps and fix the problem. The police hit the emergency shutoff button, and the gas station was closed for a while before somebody else could get down there who knew how to program in the correct amount into the pumps. So now here's the moral dilemma part of this. This is clearly a mistake. But people were texting their friends, hey, gas is a penny a gallon at this Shell station. You got to get down here. And that's why people were lining up. The gas station wasn't advertising it. The clerk didn't even know about it. Here's my question for you. Knowing it's obviously a mistake, would you go down there and take advantage of that? 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones *KTRS. One person even went on Facebook and Twitter and showed a picture of the gas pump after he'd filled up his tank for 12 cents. Now, I would grant you that that's a pretty good thing to see and a cute little story.
I bet he wishes he had an SUV with a much bigger gas tank at that point.
That was completely empty.
Right.
Yeah.
23 gallons?
Let the guy with the Escalade get in here.
Absolutely. He deserves it.
Yeah. Filled up for a quarter. Or less. You know, more, actually. I guess he would fill up for, what, 35? I don't know, even know how many gallons they hold in there. Jim, you're on the Big 550 KTRS. What would you do? Jim, are you there? All right. Hi, the Big 550 KTRS. Who's this? All right, now I know I'm pushing the button. Have you lost the phone line there?
I'm on.
All right. I'm going to put that person on hold. Whoever you are, hang on. Let me put you on hold. Let me just pick up a random line here. Well, that worked. Okay. Let me go over here. Scott, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Okay, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very happy to be able to hear you.
Okay. Question. If you're playing poker against a guy that really doesn't know what the heck he's doing and is a real idiot,
yeah,
and he continues to make mistakes, do you continue to take his money?
Well, people who are making mistake at a poker table have decided to sit down and risk their money knowingly, whether they are good at the game or not. They made a conscious decision to risk their money. In this case, I don't think the person who operated that Shell station made a conscious decision to sell gas for a penny apiece to see if he could fool people.
Yeah, that's a tough call. That really is. But I don't know what I'd do. But I do know that I did something wrong with my car right there. Sorry about that.
Okay. Well, you go fix that. I'm glad you called. Here's Jim on the Big 550. Hello.
Yeah, I'm kind of with that guy, Paul. You know, how smart can the attendant be to have to have somebody pull up to the pump and fill up the car and come in and give them 12 cents.
Well, I'm guessing that they were paying at the pump.
Well, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure if you're the attendant inside and people are just swiping their credit card at the pump, you never see how much that is for. You don't pay attention to that.
It ought to show inside. If you're inside at one of those stations, it all comes up on the inside.
I don't know. If people are coming in and out and buying stuff at the convenience store and you're dealing with that.
If it's a station that has an attendant at all, it shows up. And, you know, I worry about the attendant, you know, how many brains he had. That's what I want to know.
All right, Jim, I'm glad you called. Thanks. Ron, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Paul, I don't understand why you would think this would be a moral dilemma. They don't have any morals when they gouge us every day, do they?
You mean the big oil companies?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well,
and here, how about the new bill that they're talking about? They want to lean out the ethanol contact and fuel.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to put the farmers out of business that are growing corn because of that.
Well, these are a couple of different points. I'll address both of them. First of all, the one about, the big oil companies are gouging us all the time. I agree with that. But in this case, it wasn't that Shell was going to get hurt by these people buying it for a penny a gallon. It was going to be whoever the mom-and-pop operator of that Shell gas station was that was going to end up losing money, and perhaps an employee who made that mistake would lose their job. The headquarters of Shell, believe me, they never even heard about this unless they had a Google alert for the word Shell and it came up on somebody's desktop at headquarters. That's the only way they would have heard of it, but it did not impact their bottom line at all. And the second part of it about the ethanol, I had not heard that they're backing off the ethanol mandate of 10% in our gas. When is that happening?
They are. They're talking about lowering it to like 5%.
You know, when ethanol was first announced, I was all in favor of it because I thought it would be a great way for America to grow our own energy. You know, essentially that's what we were doing. But we failed, and I have now changed my opinion because essentially what we were doing was taking our food and putting in our cars. That's what the corn was doing. The corn that we should have been feeding people ended up going into our cars. What never happened was, remember when they were talking about ethanol, and this was maybe 5 to 7 years ago when they were first talking about this, because I talked about it on this station a lot. They were telling us, oh, yes, we're going to be able to use switchgrass and all sorts of agricultural waste, and we'll be taking stuff that is not food and turning that into
And you never heard
fuel.
Of that again.
No, it never. I don't know what happened to it. It went away.
Well,
and then you
and
heard.
Why did oil jump $3 a barrel over the last few days? It's because of that mandate. They're all talking about, so they're hedging their bets.
Nobody ever knows why oil goes up. It's because somebody sneezed somewhere. Raise the price!
You got that right.
That's about how logical that whole thing works. I'm glad you called, though, Ron.
The Mid-America people tapped out, though. I don't think any of us, you know, can stand much more of this.
Ron, I'm glad you called. Thank you. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones, *KTRS. Paula, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hi. That sort of thing's happened to me once. I experienced it. Went into the gas station to the QT, and it was 99 cents. And on the big board that's up on the highway,
yep.
99 cents. And I went in there, and I went into the gas station and said, I will pay the $3.99. That's what gas was at the time.
Uh-huh.
And I went in there and told them, I want to pay the $3.99. I'm not going to cheat you. And they knew that the board was wrong and that the board was broken. And then when they played with it and went up to $9.99, but I agreed to pay $3.99, and they were very grateful, and I did do that. But I know that place was lined up for 99 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, why, if they knew what was going on, why did they allow it to be sold at 99 cents a gallon?
Well, they don't have a choice because it's being advertised at 99 cents up on their board.
Oh, come
and, well,
on. They could go.
They could have shut the place down.
They
yeah,
could go
right.
Get the big stick out of the back and go out there and change and put the three back up. They wouldn't get knocked over by the, you know, today was a windy day. Got knocked over by the wind. Jenkins, get the big stick. Put the three back up on there.
So, and yes, they could have shut the gas down. But in the meantime, I did not take advantage of them.
Interesting, Paul. I'm glad you called. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. Dan, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hello, Paul.
Hi.
Hey, you know, first of all, how much sense does this cashier have? Get it? Sense?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Come on, where's Frank when I need him?
The rim shot's not here. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. And, you know, even if I did get the gas, the immoral part is texting your friends and then, you know, spreading the word. I mean, you know, if it accidentally happened and I pulled in and got the gas, you know, that's one thing. But then to call all my friends and you know, I don't know. I guess there's...
That's another step up the moral ladder for you?
Well, I mean, it's sort of, you know, I mean, if it's an honest mistake and I just pulled in there and, you know, I guess I'd be like the other lady and go in and tell them, but, because I do believe in, you know, what goes around comes around, you know, but, still, I want to put a plug in for your weekend show. I still appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Dan. Thank you very much. So, I appreciate that.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right, have a great day. The weekend show he's talking about, in case you don't know, I do a syndicated show called America Weekend, which airs on Saturday and Sunday at different times in different markets around the country. KTRS airs at midnight to 3 a.m. Saturday night and Sunday night. That's our St. Louis affiliate. Pat, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Hey, let's not forget the price the gas went up to after 911. Where was their morals then?
Again, is that the fault of the person who owns that local gas station?
Hey, were they not the ones that raised the price?
No.
They already had marketed gas in the station.
I have talked to plenty of people.
The built in.
I have talked to plenty of people. Hang on a second, Pat, and I'll answer your question. I have talked to plenty of people who are in the gas station business. Their margins on gas are just a couple of cents a gallon, regardless of what the price is. They're making a couple of cents a gallon. It's the big oil companies and the big refineries that end up setting the prices. The only way most gas stations stay open, and this is kind of an open secret in the industry, the only way they stay open is by having that convenience store inside and charging you $4 for a box of Pop-Tarts. That's where the margins are for those guys.
You think it was morally right for them to go from $1.69 up to $5 in 3 hours then?
No, first of all, that never happened. And secondly, I'm telling you that decision was not made at the local level.
$3. You didn't pay $5 on 9/11 for gas?
No, you didn't.
I did.
Where?
St. Louis, Missouri, Big Bend.
The
whole city went up.
You went to the wrong gas station then. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. Dave, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Hey, you said it just a few minutes ago. The oil companies, they set the price,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. When they all go up simultaneously.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe that all of the owners all run out to the thing and do that all at one time. Isn't that set from some central place? And it wouldn't be the gas station attendant's fault, because I don't think they set that, do they?
No, the gas station attendant doesn't do it. The gas station owners are all part of, I'm sure, some sort of gas station owners network, and they get the information just like any other industry gets the information about what all their competitors are doing. And so when they hear that it went up 5 cents everywhere else, they raise theirs 5 cents. You know, but it all goes back to the cost of the gas that they have in those tanks under the ground. I'm not an apologist for the gas companies or the gas station owners in any way. It's just that I've talked to some of them through the years, and this is some of the information that, you know, when you blame the small guy for what the big guy is doing, you're misplacing the blame.
I know that the big companies are the ones that set the price. I just didn't know who actually put it out there on the pump, if it's the actual owner or if it's done by some, because it's like it all happens all at one time. We're super fast, you know,
yeah.
Overnight.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought it was being controlled somewhere else, because if it does, I would say the oil companies or whoever does that is liable for it, not the owner of the and I would have jumped all over it.
Yeah, well, that decision that day was not really a decision. That one in Woodstock, Illinois, where the gas was a penny a gallon for a few hours, that was not an official decision by anybody. That was a mistake.
Yeah, that's true.
Would that affect whether you go into that gas station and text your friends to tell them to come down and buy it a penny a gallon?
It's sour grapes. I wouldn't want to see a gas station owner or an attendant take the hit. But if it was the oil companies taking the hit,
oh, yeah,
I'm
with you. If it's ExxonMobil or Shell or Texaco or ConocoPhillips or any of those people, you know, the $13 billion in profits they make each year. Okay, so this year they had to make 12.99999999999. What a darn shame.
Yeah.
I'm with
all
you.
Right.
Here's what I would say. At that gas station, they may have made a mistake putting a thing next to the cash register. Take a gallon, leave a gallon. They should not have had that there. More of your calls coming up at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS.
Meet me.
First, let's check the combustion engine vehicles on the roads. Here's Tim.
And we just heard over the scanner that on northbound 255 at the Montclair overpass near Godfrey, a tractor trailer was blown over, so you can expect some delays going there. We've got some heavy gust of wind. They've cleared that accident southbound 270 near the Clayton Road overpass. Those lanes are all open, but they're still working with one near 44. And traffic is slow from Page all the way down through Highway 44. On eastbound 40 at Maryville Center, they're working with a crash, and that backup goes to Chesterfield Parkway West. The westbound 40 drivers are slowing from Clayton Morrison out through Maryville Center, taking a look there. Also on westbound 70, we've got slow traffic approaching Goodfellow through Lucas and Hunt. Also west of Highway 170 through Cypress. And on westbound 44, you've got slow traffic at Berry Road. Then there, because of that accident on 270, the ramps from Watson and 44, they are jamming back to Lindbergh. And this traffic report is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Healthy cars don't take sick days. So if you want to keep your car running strong all winter, head to Firestone Complete Auto Care. Maintenance, repairs, tires, whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
American Eagle Credit Union is turning 75 this year, and they want to thank their members with a year-long celebration, including special drawings, special rates, and special events. Visit ameaglescu.org to find the current anniversary specials and branch nearest you. Keep in mind, every member is a winner with their free checking, low rates on loans, great rates on savings, plus access to over 200 free ATM machines in the area. Proudly serving the St. Louis metro area for 75 years, ameaglescu.org.
Membership eligibility and account approval required.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-4216. That's 1-800-400-4216. 1-800-400-4216. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris filling in for Frank. I'm the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. You're welcome to be a part of it. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS. Last week in Woodstock, Illinois, somebody made a little mistake at a gas station, a Shell station there, and cars lined up for blocks to buy gas. That's because instead of $3.29 a gallon, $3.39 a gallon, $3.49, in fact, there wasn't even a 3 in it. The price of gas on the pump that night was 0.011, 1.1 cents per gallon. You could fill in there and get change back, fill up your car and get change back from a quarter. The question is it ethically and morally right to take advantage of what is obviously a mistake? This went on for a couple hours before the cops came and shut the place down. The clerk didn't even know what was going on. Marie, you're on the Big 550 KTRS. Hello.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. I had a similar incident last year at a gas station in Maryland Heights, and I must have been one of the first people that pulled up and kind of noticed that the price was not what it should have been. It was at least a dollar less than what it should have been. So I kind of looked at all the other pumps, and I'm like, okay, they're the same. So, and it wasn't what the sign said, and I knew it was wrong. So I went inside and, you know, told the clerk, and they had no idea because they programmed the thing from, I guess, inside the station.
Mm-hmm.
So they were very thankful. But then, so then I went back out and I was kind of waiting for them to, you know, reprogram it. And other people kept pulling up and they were looking at the things. And I said, yeah, you know, and they weren't happy with me because I told that the price wasn't correct. So, so the attendants came out and, you know, had everybody waiting and stuff until they got the right thing fixed. So that people weren't happy with me, but I figured it was going to be, you know, the people that were working at the time, you know, that were going to be liable for this and could lose their jobs or whatever.
Yeah. I mean,
not
the,
right.
The boss could come down there when he hears about it and go, all right, who was on duty at the time?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So I couldn't let people do that, but like I said, I wasn't well liked at the time. So.
Marie, I'm glad you called. Thanks.
Uh-huh.
I got 30 seconds here. Johnny, tell the story about the time you went into the gas station and they were changing the price.
I was at Quick Trip, gave the guy my card, and he said, "Oh, hold on a minute, I can't ring you out."
You had already pumped the gas?
No, I was about to. I was paying for it. And he said, "Well, hold on, I'm about to change the price." And I was like, "Whoa! Is it going up or down?" He said, "It's going down." And they pushed a button behind the counter, and he ran my card, and
nice.
That was it.
Nice. Now, that's the kind of employee you want. After the 4 o'clock news, we're going to talk about legalizing marijuana in Missouri with a guy who's trying to do it, but pulling back on his efforts this year. It's KTRS.